7:47, and for this morning, sunrise time around 6:18. Right now, west winds have picked up a little bit, around 5 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.93. That is down a bit from earlier today. No precipitation this morning. And again, we're holding steady at the overnight low of 39 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're in tuned to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. We're a news update at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro. It's 39 degrees at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Federal Judge James Boasberg says there's probable cause the Trump administration acted in contempt of court when it defied his order to bring back two deportation flights earlier this year. But Rachel Barkow, a New York University law professor, says that enforcing a contempt finding could be a challenge.
It could be a fine. It could be imprisonment of the people that were actually held. But getting that contempt order enforced would also require cooperation by the Department of Justice, and it's possible that they wouldn't comply with that.
Trump administration says Kilmar Abrego-Garcia will not return to the U.S. He's the Maryland man deported to El Salvador. The administration says that was because of a clerical error, but they maintain he's a gang member. A day after trade talks between the U.S. and Japan, President Trump today meets with Italy's prime minister. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell warned Wednesday that tariffs will likely cause higher inflation. This is ABC News. Three people were killed when two boats collided during a professional fishing tournament in Alabama. State law enforcement agency said three people on a center console vessel died when it was struck by a bass fishing boat. Major League Fishing canceled the final day of the competition. The World Car of the Year awards were handed out at the New York International Auto Show. ABC's Mike Dubusky was there.
The electric hatchback Kia EV3 is the World Car of the Year for 2025. Sister company Hyundai also took home a prize with the subcompact Inster winning World EV of the Year. Neither vehicle is for sale in the U.S., though Kia has said it plans to bring the EV3 to the American market soon. Right now, it's built in South Korea and would be subject to the Trump administration's automotive tariffs.
The New York City Medical Examiner said actress Michelle Trachtenberg died of complications from diabetes. She was found in her Manhattan apartment in February. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, Zero Turn or Push Mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
And it's another great Thursday at Whitaker's Market. Just unloaded a brand new shipment of strawberries, romaine hearts, organic half and half, organic kefir, pears, ice cream. We also have organic brown jumbo eggs for $2.65 per dozen. All of this in addition to the huge new shipment of goodies from last week that is going fast. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and we accept credit, debit, and the Wisconsin Quest card.
Today's update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Christian Yelich, Reese Hoskins, and Sal Frelick all hit home runs, and Jose Quintana made his second start of the season after pitching 7 shutout innings in his Brewer debut last Friday. He held the Tigers to 1 run and 4 hits over 5 2/3 innings yesterday. Milwaukee wins 5-1, taking 2 of 3 in the series. The Brewers are off today before taking on the Athletics starting on Friday. It was St. Louis 4-1 over Houston. Toronto beat Atlanta 3-1. Minnesota 4-3 over the Mets. Seattle 5 and Cincinnati 3. In the National League, San Diego 4-2 over the Cubs. It was also a win yesterday for Pittsburgh. 6-1 over Washington. Arizona 6 and Miami 2. San Francisco 11-4 over Philadelphia. And the Dodgers 8-7 over Colorado. In the American League, Baltimore 9, Cleveland 1, Boston 1-0 over Tampa Bay, the Yankees 4, Kansas City 3, Athletics 3-1 over the White Sox, and Texas beat the Angels 3-1 the final. Klay Thompson scored 16 of his 23 in Dallas's dominant second quarter to get redemption for a dud in Sacramento a year ago, helping the Mavericks beat the Kings 120-106. Also, Miami was a winner over Chicago's Bulls 109-90. That's an update on sports.
Your first choice for better health.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month, a time dedicated to increasing public understanding about the dangers of alcohol. If you or someone you know is struggling with alcohol, the Richland Hospital and Clinics asks you to contact your healthcare provider for assistance. Together, we can build a healthier, more informed community.
Your first choice for better health. The Richland Hospital.
Today, a high of 63 degrees. Also for tonight, 52 for a low. Spotty showers possible starting around midday, maybe a thunderstorm later on. For Friday, 62 with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Saturday, partly sunny and cooler, a high of 57. And Sunday, 55 with rain likely mid to late afternoon. Southwest winds are at 3, and after a midnight reading of 44, we are at our overnight low thus far in the day. It is 39 degrees. Good morning. Today is Thursday, April 17th.
It's Friday night, under the lights. There's a game going on. It's fight, fight, fight. We're 6 points down, gotta get it right. It's fourth and goal, the end's in sight. We're behind the eight ball, we've been there before and we'll be there again. It's a tricky shot, it's make or break, but we can take a win from behind. Big blind is my seat. Cards been dealt. River's now complete. My boat is low. Can my hand be beat? Two just raised. I'm feeling the heat. We're behind the eight ball. We've been there before and we'll be there again. It's a tricky shot. It's make or break. But we can take a win from behind. Cloud in the sky, track roars like thunder, cars racing by, white flags flown, running three wide time, cars keep plowing, can I squeeze on by? We'll be right back.
Brendan Scott Jones on WRCO. Good morning, friends. Phil Nee with you here today on a Thursday, April 17th. Could be some much-needed rain on the way and off and on for the weekend. So we may have to kind of keep an eye on that forecast as I plan my Easter egg hunt in Sextonville with the grandbabies. And usually somewhere along the line, pull the trick of the plastic eggs, empty out the candy, and put a couple rocks in there or something just to, so I can have candy and it can fool them. But, you know, and they don't really like that very much. So, nonetheless, we'll see what happens this weekend as we await the arrival of the Easter Bunny and all kinds of stuff. And one of these days, the wind will stop blowing. I don't think it was as bad yesterday, especially later on in the evening. And the next few days, it stays pretty consistently cool. And even in that extended forecast for the first part of next week, we're looking at temperatures in the mid to low 50s, but then maybe getting to the mid 60s by Wednesday of next week. Appears. We'll get there. And I'll be complaining about the heat. Rodney Atkins on WRCO.
If you can read my mind, you might slap my face. If you could see inside my heart, you see it's in the right place. See, it's like bunnies in a bramble, a honeybees in a hive. Wherever I'm beside you, that's my paradise. I'd be a twisted way of saying I ain't riding no fence, but I've been thinking about you, baby.
No! restaurant, you start to cry. Maybe we'll just improvise. Well, plan B looks like Domino's pizza in the candlelight. Then we'll take a tow to our room, make a little love that's over.
Telling yourself that as you get up and around and get ready for the day. It's just another day in paradise. It is currently 39 degrees here at WRCO Studios. The time is 18 minutes after 6.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
With planting season just around the corner, now's the time to check fuel off your list. Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg offers flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubes. Keep your operation running smoothly with reliable service from a name you can trust. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914 and fuel up for a successful season.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Gary here.
We get exclusive deals like $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. It's a celebration so big, it feels like they wrote a hype song just for me.
Go, Gary! Go, Gary!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Dance on over to U.S. Cellular in Richland Center for our parking lot party this Saturday from 11 to 3. Get free lunch from Chef's Hideout Food Truck, giveaways, prizes, and more.
It's the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. The more you buy, the more you save. Save $100, $200, $300, and even $500 with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Now until April 23rd, the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. Free financing available. It's the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. The more you buy, the more you save. Save $100, $200, $300, and even $500 with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Now until April 23rd, the tax refund sale at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. Free financing available.
The Ithaca Lions Club invites you to a special fundraiser for Courtney Richards Hemphill, Sunday, April 27th from 11 to 2:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. Enjoy a pulled pork sandwich meal with coleslaw, cowboy beans, and desserts, all for just $15. Don't miss the bake sale and silent auction, too. If you'd like to donate to the auction or sale, contact Brittany Niemeyer, 604-3301, Celia Zeman, or Courtney Hemphill. help support a great cause.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your source for great tunes and delicious moments in Richland Center.
Wouldn't paint me as a heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off. Maybe that dust wouldn't fly the drive. Maybe that tumbleweed in me wouldn't leave every other sunrise. Maybe I'd settle down digging some roots. Find me a farmhouse, find me you. Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind. I wouldn't stay wondering what's out there. I wouldn't saddle up on the breeze. I wouldn't disappear out of thin air. I could put down these wings. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off. Maybe that dust wouldn't fly the drive. Maybe that tumbleweed in me wouldn't leave every other sunrise. Maybe I'd settle down digging some roots. Find me a farmhouse.
Ella Langley on WRCO. Residents of a small Michigan community town stood side by side to help a local bookstore move 9,000 books one by one from a former site to a new location about a block away. Serendipity Books owner Michelle Tuplin says about 300 people volunteered to pass the books in a human chain through downtown on Sunday. The Book Brigade's helpers lined both sides of the sidewalk, moving the books from the shelves at the old location directly to the correct shelves in the new bookstore building on Main Street. Tuplin said Tuesday that the endeavor took just under 2 hours, and they even put the books back in alphabetical order. That is pretty impressive how a town came together to move the reading material. Here's George Strait on Country and Community, WRCO.
Life's tough, and then you die. There ain't no rhyme or reason why. It comes right at you, so you do what you do. Love's great until it's not, hearts break. But the world don't stop when it rains, man, it pours. You can't change the course. You can wish on a star, but if it ain't in the cards, let it go. Sometimes you gotta let it go. Let it all wash on under the bridge. Blow it a kiss, give it a rest. Cause it is what it is, time flies while you save it all up. But someday this'll all be dust. It's all just stuff that ain't never enough. And you can't take it with you, so you might as well just let it go. Yeah, you really ought to let it go. Let it all wash on under the bridge. Blow it a kiss, give it a rest. Cause it is what it is, you never know what's waiting just up the road. Sooner or later that sun's gonna shine. Luck will turn on a dime. So when the good times roll, let them roll. But when they don't, let it go. In the night, saying, hey there, friend, where the hell have you been? Let it go. You really gotta let it go. Let it all wash on.
Go. Breathe, right? Yeah, that's one of my problems. I have a really, really good memory. And that it's very good. But then sometimes, you know, you things like burn at you that happened like 40 years ago. When somebody did something or somebody said, you know, it's time to let it go, Phil. Let it go. Anyway, coming up, news and weather and sports on this Thursday morning.
Looking to buy a home but worried about a big down payment? An FHA loan might be the perfect solution for you. FHA loans are backed by the Federal Housing Administration and designed to help first-time home buyers or anyone with limited savings or less than perfect credit. With flexible requirements and a lower down payment, an FHA loan can make your dream of owning a home a reality. Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765 to see if you qualify. Our experienced team is here to guide you every step of the way. The Schultz Mortgage Team, making home ownership happen.
Crawford County is proud to host the 78th Ellis and Dairyland Finals, May 15th through the 17th. Experience a weekend celebrating our state's rich agricultural heritage. Friday night is a Wisconsin product showcase in Gaze Mills. The excitement culminates Saturday with a dinner at the historic Dousman House, followed by the selection of the 78th Ellis and Dairyland at the Prairie du Chien Performing Area Arts Center. Learn more and get your tickets now at AliceandDairyland.com. Celebrate Wisconsin agriculture with us in Crawford County.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today's high temperature will be at around 63. There is some rain in the forecast. Spotty showers by midday possible, maybe a thunderstorm later. Showers and thunderstorms scattered tonight and a low of 52. Southwest winds are at 4. It's 39 degrees.
Court & Main's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee with news. A recent survey of early childhood education providers in Wisconsin shows many are at risk of closing. Dozens of child care workers rallied on the Capitol steps over the noon hour yesterday, then called on lawmakers' offices to urge continued state funding. A recent Department of Children and Family Services survey found one in four providers are likely to shut down if the legislature fails to extend funding for the Child Care Counts program, set to expire at the end of June. Governor Tony Evers has included $480 million to continue the program in his proposed state budget. A change of venue request has been denied for the teen accused of killing Lily Peters 3 years ago. Court officials said if Carson Peters Berger's defense team is worried about bias or prejudice in the Chippewa Falls jury pool, they can take care of it through the jury questionnaire process, meaning the case will stay in Chippewa County. The 17-year-old is accused of killing Peters 3 years ago as he was escorting her home following a visit to her aunt's house, something he told investigators that he had been planning for some time because he wanted to show what it would feel like to take a life. The case is scheduled for a hearing on June 9th. Also in news today, conditions are improving on the Wisconsin River amid the search for a missing boater.
Wisconsin Dells Police Chief Nicholas Brinker says searchers have shifted south on the river in their efforts to locate Frank DeFilippo. Brinker says conditions can change rapidly and doesn't recommend going into the river in its current condition in a canoe or kayak. A diver and the volunteer Bruce's Legacy organization were on the river Tuesday, and more volunteers are expected to join the search in the coming days. DeFilippo's boat capsized April 3rd near the Kilbourne Dam. His grandfather drowned and his cousin managed to reach shore. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
After failed referendums this spring, school districts across Wisconsin are now having to adjust their budgets, triggering staff and programming cuts. In western Wisconsin, Prairie du Chien is removing several girls' athletics programs, including dance, cheerleading, and gymnastics. The district is also cutting several positions, closing an elementary school, and reducing its athletics and technology budgets. Across the state, Fond du Lac is cutting 27 staff members, while Beloit will cut over $6 million from its budget after slashing nearly $12 million last year. One person was seriously hurt after a crash on Highway 93 in Trempealeau County Tuesday afternoon. The sheriff's office said that a wind gust caused a hay bale to fly off a trailer and hit the cab and driver's side window of a semi, which caused the semi to crash and block both lanes of Highway 93 in the town of Chimney Rock for 2 hours. The driver of the semi was flown to a hospital in critical condition. The driver of the truck and trailer that lost the hay bale was cited for an unsecured load. An injured inmate out of troubled Wisconsin prison. The Department of Correction says a 44-year-old man housed at Waupun Correctional Institution jumped from a cell hall tier on Tuesday morning. Prison staff immediately rendered aid, and the man was taken to Waupun Memorial Hospital by ambulance before being transferred to another facility by helicopter. A DOC spokesperson says because the department is a health care provider, federal privacy rules prevent the release of any more info on the man's condition. A recent report from Wisconsin Policy Forum found that nearly 40% of the school referendum questions posed in the April election were similar to previously proposed questions. 94 referendums were proposed on the April ballot, with a little more than half of them being approved. Officials from Wisconsin's Head Start Association are sounding the alarm following the closure of a regional office. The closure reportedly led to a local staff member and others being placed on administrative leave. And Head Start officials are also expressing concern over a USA Today report claiming the Trump administration was considering a budget proposal that would eliminate funding for the program across the country. Over 15,000 children and 4,000 employees in Wisconsin would be affected if federal funding for the program dries up. And Democratic lawmakers reintroduce a green amendment to the Wisconsin Constitution. Milwaukee Representative Darren Madison says it would protect the state's climate and environment for current and future generations. Beloit Senator Mark Spritzer says protecting the lakes we fish in, the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the lands that support our communities and economy benefits all of Wisconsin. The amendment is unlikely to be taken up in the Republican-controlled state legislature. Constitutional amendments must pass two consecutive sessions before going before voters for approval.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
We could use the rain, maybe some on the way today. Clouds thicken with spotty showers possible by midday, maybe a thunderstorm later. A high of 63, southeast winds at 15 to 25. Scattered showers and thunderstorms and mild conditions tonight, a low of 52. Friday, variable clouds with spotty showers and thunderstorms possible, a high of 62. Friday night, 38 with partial clearing late after some light shower possibilities. We have a southwest breeze at 3 miles per hour. After a midnight reading of 44 and an apparent low of 39, it is 40 degrees.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month, a time to take a closer look at how alcohol affects our health. Did you know it's linked to at least 7 types of cancer? Even one drink a day can increase your risk. The more we know, the better choices we can make. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Sports Time is next, sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look at the high school schedule for today and details on a Brewer game, a win yesterday. The Bucks are getting set for a send-off for the weekend and the playoffs.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero-turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
A look at local sports. First of all, games and events scheduled for today. The Southwest Conference Golf Meet is at Dodge Point Country Club today. River Valley is slated to be at Richland Center for area baseball. We'll have the game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com later today. There's soccer action. Prairie du Chien is at Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien plays at Richland Center in softball. Also, as mentioned, River Valley teams busy today. There will be soccer action at Platteville High School for River Valley, and River Valley travels to Platteville for softball. Riverdale baseball is doing battle at home against Mineral Point today. Also, it is softball action going on for the Riverdale varsity, and they are at Mineral Point. Softball and track action today. Riverdale is at the Marmok Monona, Iowa meet this afternoon. Ithaca Weston track team, with its third meet of the week, they'll be at Cashton this afternoon. There's also a makeup game and the regularly scheduled game, doubleheader baseball and softball on the Ithaca Diamonds beginning at 4:30 against Wazika Steuben. And Weston is slated to be at Kickapoo for baseball and softball this afternoon. The Brewers bombed the Detroit Tigers with three home runs on the way to a 5-1 victory Wednesday afternoon. Milwaukee claimed the series 2-1. The long balls came off the bats of Christian Yelich, Reese Hoskins, and Sal Frelick. Veteran Jose Quintana stopped the Tigers on one run and four hits while pitching into the sixth inning. The Brewers are off today and have Freddy Peralta scheduled to start the first of a 3-game weekend series Friday against the Athletics. Manager Pat Murphy says it's been good to see Christian Yelich starting to take shape and look like his old self.
Yeah, anybody gets bothered by results. When your number, you look up on the board and 20 games in, your numbers aren't what they want you want them to be. But, you know, as much of a leader and much of a pro he is, he's still human, and that bothers people. So I'm just glad to see him get some results and some of those hard contacts fall in.
Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, St. Louis over Houston 4-1, Toronto 3-1 over Atlanta, Minnesota 4, the Mets 3, Seattle 5-3 over Cincinnati. American League action, Baltimore 9, Cleveland 1, Boston 1-0 over Tampa Bay, the Yankees 4, Kansas City 3, Athletics 3, the White Sox 1, Texas 3-1 over the LA Angels. In the National League, San Diego beat the Cubs 4-2, Pittsburgh 6, Washington 1, Arizona 6-2 over Miami. San Francisco got the win against Philadelphia 11-4, and the Dodgers 8, and Colorado 7. The Bucks will host a Friday send-off rally at Signature Aviation at Mitchell International Airport. Coach Doc Rivers' squad will be taking off for Indianapolis for a first-round series against the Pacers starting Sunday. Milwaukee is seeded 5th in the Eastern Conference. One sportsbook gives the Bucks less than a 40% chance of getting past the first-round series. Damian Lillard may return from the blood clot in his leg, but not likely against Indiana as well. Getting ready for the action, Brooke Lopez says the team knows what it has to do.
We know who they are, what they're capable of, what their identity is, and you know, obviously you guys know as well. You know, so we've been working these last few days on just being ultra vigilant about transition, you know, transition, the way they move the ball around the floor in the half court, how unselfish they are, just being ready to go from the jump defensively.
The rally starts at 1 p.m. tomorrow to send off the Bucks into the weekend series against Indiana. Last night, a couple of more play-in games. Miami 109, Chicago 90, and Dallas 120, Sacramento 106. The Packers front office has big questions to make regarding two of the team's best defensive players. Since linebacker Quay Walker and defensive end Devontae Wyatt were taken in the first round of the 2022 NFL draft, both are eligible to be signed for fifth-year options. It could go either way. Walker has been productive, but he has dealt with injuries and has been tossed out of games for unsportsmanlike conduct. Wyatt hasn't played like a first-rounder. Green Bay has to decide on the options for both players by May 1st. The big NFL draft is coming up in Green Bay. And on the Bill Michaels Show, Mike Murphy talked about what the impact will mean for all of us.
This is the second biggest event that the league has. Yeah, it's exciting that we're able to have it here in Green Bay. And the economic impact, I think it's $94 million statewide. There'll be 250,000 people here over the 3 days. But it'll be a three-day commercial for Wisconsin and Green Bay. And it's just publicity that you really can't match.
That's an update on sports. For this Thursday morning, I'm Phil Nee. Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life. Tucker and friends, and tell me about it. It's 11 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock here at WRCO Radio as we get today started out. Well, they're saying rain. I don't know. They've cried wolf on this rain thing a few times. We'll see what they say a little bit later on today. Tony Schumacher will check back in with our program. Here's Tucker Wetmore.
Standing on the stick, I feel like freedom. Malibu, one suitcase, short of leaving. You were the driver, I was the reason. There was mascara on your shirt. If I'd have known where that left turn was leading, you'd have seen me running in a review. Like you tied my heart to your car, turn the key in 3, 2. One day you call me baby. These days it's only 80 proof. You probably hate me. I don't blame you, I blame me. For that sunset till I sink into tonight. I'm just thinking 3 words too late. Damn girl, you're the one that got away. Counting our bottle to flood these memories. They're still floating and it's almost empty. Take the whiskey rain of this century to drown you out. Make it do a U-turn. If it was me, it was up to a girl just like that. I'd take you back in 3, 2, 1. Hey, call me baby. These days it's only 80 proof. You probably hate me. I don't blame you, I blame me. For that sunset till I sink in tonight. I'm just thinking 3 words too late. Damn girl, you're the one that got away.
Tucker Wetmore on WRCO Radio, and 3, 2, 1. Hank Bray is working on pens here. What happened? What happened to the pen there?
I don't know what you've done to it.
I didn't do anything to it. It's a brand new pen. You just handed me a brand new pen.
And it doesn't work.
I went to write, and it's like writing with your fingernails.
It's like just like what Henry does around
here. Right.
Oh, you know, it has a cap on it.
Does it have a
little plastic
piece of plastic on it?
Yeah, there you go.
Now it works.
Now what do you think?
Oh, okay. Let me see what I... I like smooth pens. Oh, yes, yes.
Is that it?
Yes. You don't even have to hardly press.
Right.
You know, most of these pens in here, you're like, you know, just cranking on it, just trying to get ink.
You're dragging the paper more than that.
Yeah, exactly, making holes in the paper. This way, you know, I can sign all of my checks on my big checkbook.
And what about my appraisal?
Your appraisal? Yeah, I signed that last week, so we'll talk about that later.
No.
Not on the air.
Can I have the day off?
No.
The Ithaca Lions Club invites you to a special fundraiser for Courtney Richards Hemphill, Sunday, April 27th from 11 to 2:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. Enjoy a pulled pork sandwich meal with coleslaw, cowboy beans, and desserts, all for just $15. Don't miss the bake sale and silent auction, too. If you'd like to donate to the auction or sale, contact Brittany Niemeyer, 604-3301, Celia Zeman, or Courtney Hemphill. Help support a great cause.
Uh-oh, honey, the well just quit again.
Oh, great. Guess we're back to collecting rainwater in buckets.
Don't let your well leave you high and dry. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. With over 50 years of experience, they've seen it all. Broken pumps, bad well caps, and everything in between.
They can fix it fast.
Fast? They've got 24-hour service every single day of the year. Call 608-649-4488, and you'll be splashing around in no time.
Well, that's a load off my bucket list.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, because running water beats running to the store for bottled. Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center.
Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Are you looking for unbeatable deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction, your go-to for scoring big from the comfort of your home. Bid on state and local municipal surplus with new auctions posted daily. From cars, trucks, boats, and tools to collectibles, jewelry, equipment, and even firearms. You never know what you'll find. Head over to WisconsinSurplus.com now so you don't miss today's treasures. And don't forget to follow Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook for updates and featured items. Happy bidding!
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
41, we're headed towards 63 a little bit later on with some rain possibilities here. Well, we need it. Maybe get out and do a rain dance today, yes? Big and Rich on FM 100.9, getting lost in the moment.
See your mama and the candles and the tears and roses. I see your daddy walk his daughter down. Start to tremble as I tell the preacher, don't she look beautiful tonight? All the wonderful words in my head I've been thinking, you know I wanna say them all just right. I lift your veil, angels start singing, such a hell.
Lost in the
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, WRCE-FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center. It is 41 degrees at 7 o'clock. Time now for a news update sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.